Caring for Our Global Environment by Dr. Eric Plasker. What's the point of living to 100 if there is not going to be a planet to live on? As the world's population continues to grow, the impact of this growth is likely to catch up to us. It is more important than ever that we live in sync with our environment. We should not put short-term gains ahead of our collective long-term health. Let's be quality of life motivated versus crisis motivated when it comes to our natural resources. We know we all want to breathe clean air and drink clean water. We all want to enjoy the oceans, mountains, lakes, and streams. Every choice we make affects our environment, from the way we dispose of our waste products to the items we buy in the store. Green buildings are in because responsible builders are realizing that people want to be in an environment that is healthy. They are realizing what is healthy for us is also healthy for our environment. Green is now mainstream, and thank goodness. Green construction by definition is quality construction, no corners are cut, and waste is kept to a minimum. Stay in the loop and learn about builders in your area that specialize in green building. Take time to learn about their certification and knowledge. Green homes rival smart homes in terms of awe-inspiring features and amenities like geothermal heating and windows with photochromatic glazing. The windows grow darker to block out heat in the summer, but stay clear in winter. You see the shift toward green through the number of green products now making their way into the marketplace, says Stephen Kleber, the head of a marketing firm in Atlanta specializing in products for the home. We've seen a change not only in terms of the sheer volume of products, but also in terms of their variation and the number of companies entering the market. Many of our best-known companies will eventually tap this market. Let's tap into this global knowledge by shifting our awareness into our personal lives. List three things you can start doing today to live more in sync with your environment. 1. _ 2. _ 3. _ Have gratitude and appreciate your current environment. Look for the good right where you are, and make the most of your current environment. If you are not willing to take the time to begin constructing your compelling future in your current environment, you will probably recreate the past in your new one if you move. Begin to develop your vision for your ideal 100-year lifestyle environment. Verbalize your dreams with people who are close to you, who you trust to support you in creating it. Keep a journal of the things that are important to you and for your planet. Continue to define and redefine your ideal 100-year lifestyle with more and more clarity. Let go of trying to control the things that are out of your control and focus on the things that you truly can change. Through this acceptance and letting go process, you will begin to formulate a transition strategy that will help you change your environment. Describe your ideal home and work environments. Identify any changes that you can immediately make to improve your environment and make it more enjoyable. Be good to the planet. Become environmentally conscious and encourage your family and friends to do the same. We are all in this together. The key thing to remember is that you don't have to uproot your life to be green. There are a million and one little things you can start doing today to protect the environment. They include recycling and turning off lights. Also, install a dehumidifier on your central AC system to pull moisture out of the air in the summer, which will allow you to cool more efficiently. If you are building a home, look into construction materials and most importantly builders that work in sync with the environment. Start with daily changes towards a healthier you, a healthier world, and healthier generations to come. Live your 100-year lifestyle and make a difference every day. Find a provider.